SiriusXM Sports presents At the Races with Steve Bick. Horse racing, handicapping, interviews. This is At the Races with Steve Bick.
We're back. Hour three at the races, about 15 minutes into hour three. And as expected and as usual, a fast-moving morning. We'll take a bit of a pause from Derby Oaks conversation and get back to the weekend and the Elkhorn on Saturday at Keeneland as their meet and their stakes schedule wind down. I think we've just got the Bewitch left. It was a fascinating race from a pace standpoint and from a very solid cast top to bottom. And the horse that ends up winning, hard not to be just impressed and delighted, frankly, for Scooter Dickey and the win by one go, all go. And we've talked about this horse back to when Pavel Metka was training. And Scooter has even elevated the level that One Go All Go has performed at here this winter. And it started at Gulfstream back in December, and he has turned in just a series of tremendous efforts. His first win, though, and it came on a timely basis right there at Keeneland. And Scooter, everybody from throughout the industry cheering for you and the Elkhorn win. Well done. Congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you very much. It meant a lot to me and to us, the horse, and for my owners. And I just hope everybody was cheering for me, because it was a very nice day.
To win, you know, a stake and to win really anywhere that, you know, that obviously was in Gulfstream. He could have potentially won the McDarmida. Saddler's Joy caught you that day, but he's a horse that does not like to be passed.
No. Saddler's Joy was running so fast, he got by him so quick, he didn't know he went by that fast. that was a legitimate win. Now, I've got kind of a halfway excuse for the others, but other races, he beat himself in the race that Shining Cooper was in. You know, he got by Shining Cooper and stuck his head up in the air, and Shining Cooper nailed him on the wire. So he's ran some very good races for us, and we're very pleased with him.
We'll talk about what might go on further, because it feels like, you know, he's a horse that's versatile distance wise. I mean, he likes the full distance, but take us back. I didn't get a chance, other than talking about Art Preston and his passing and his long and his brothers and Preston Wood and so forth, but you were involved with them, and it's really, Scooter, pretty
out. I trained flat out for him.
Yeah.
Yes. I had other horses for him too, but flat out was the main big one that I had for them. Yes. Art Preston was a great man. He was a great man.
Well, and this horse was started with the Prestons, right? Early in his career.
Yes, they had him. I ran in the Cliff Gilliam Stakes at Ellis last year, and with my other good grass horse, Flatline. He's a great stakes winner.
Yep.
And Flatline beat him 3/4 length. And I saw the horse, and of course, I'd seen him because I knew he was there. I watched him too, you know. I knew what the horse looked like. And they put him in the sale. They was having a dispersal sale of all the horses of Arts in November at Keeneland. And I told Mr. Maiden, I said, they have One Go All Go in there that Flatline beat 3/4 length. And if we can go over there and he doesn't bring too much, I think we should buy him, because I think he's nice horse. And I went over there and I got him purchased out at sale, and that's how I got him.
Interesting. What you can tell, I mean, we talked to Metka when when he won some races with him as, I think, a four-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of turned it up a notch. Is it? He is a horse. Yeah, he's not a gelding.
No, he's still a horse. Yes. Yes, he's a horse. All horse. Yeah. He's there. And he's a funny horse to train. He's got his own mind, and he does some funny things. And I've did some of my tricks of I learned in my years to change his mind for being ornery. And he just gets better and better and more seasoned or whatever you want to call it. He doesn't go out there and do the goofy things that he wasn't doing so much. You know, he's cut them out pretty much and trains hard and does everything right.
Scooter, one of the reasons people are so excited for you is knowing what a accomplished horseman you are. We've talked about your younger days and you, like Mike Tomlinson and Carl Nafsker, was a cowpuncher and a rodeo hand. And what explain to people what kind of behavioral issues you dealt with and what you do. I mean, I know you don't want to give away all the tricks, but sometimes you...
This horse wanted to gallop. I wouldn't say he was like a runoff horse, but he was poor as head. And I didn't mean his head. He done it in the race. That's how I got beat with Johnny Cooper, threw his head up, and I let Johnny Cooper nail him. And he does that, and Chris Landeros has done a good job and worked hard on him. He throws his head, he didn't want to throw his head. And I had to try a lot of tricks, and I went, normal galloping ring, gallop horses in, put that down, and I put draw reins on
so he said work. Horses don't even throw their head with draw reins. They just buck their head and go.
And so I had to kind of tie down on him
like they put on
pony. That's so they go level, and he didn't throw his head as hard, and when he does, it hurts his belly kind of. And
Scooter, hold on a sec. I'm having trouble with your audio.
I'm in my tack. I'm gonna step outside. Is that
there
better?
We go. There it is better. Absolutely.
Is that better?
Much better.
Sorry. Yeah. And so we've got him down to where he's training really good and that. And I go back flat out stall. I gave him some time off. This horse has filled his place. And I said, you better come back running pretty good, boy. You know how the saying is, you might be out of a job, boy. But I worked flat line, and he worked real good the other morning, and he's about to come back, and he's doing great. So I'll have two.
Well,
and it's a good feeling.
It must. I mean, had you won a stake at Keeneland, though? I'm just wondering.
Stake at Keeneland. That's my first stake at Keeneland that I've ever won.
Nice. Really nice.
Yeah. Wow. Very nice. Yeah.
I'm surprised. Keeneland, I'm surprised they let
Keeneland's
you in.
A good place.
Well, I was surprised though they let you in with that shirt.
Now, my wife bought me that shirt, and I said, "Well, now am I supposed to tuck my shirt in?" And said, "I'm not going to wear a tie over there because I've got four horses in, and I'm going to be there all day." And so I said, "Do I tuck the shirt in or out?" And she said, "No, I bought that. That's that new way they wear them out." So that's, you can blame it on her if I look bad.
All right, because there was a rumor going around Sunday morning that you got that off Merrill Shearer.
Guys, that John Nichols, that dirty dog, he got that going around. I'm going to have to kill that guy. We play with one another pretty hard.
We had a good laugh. But it's just so funny, though, because the minute I either tweet something or I start, I
texting back and forth, and Chuck Simon and Cherie DeVoe, actually. Cherie texted me. Yep. She's going out on her own.
I know. I saw her up there. I bought a horse from Chad Brown, and she was running his outfit, and she's very, very good at it. She needs to go on her own. And that's when I saw Cherie. I hadn't seen her for a while. So, yeah. So John's in with them, all them guys. He's sending them to everybody, huh?
Everybody. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of people that, you know, when, as I always tweet something, you probably don't see it, but I always tweet whenever you win a big race, I say, when Scooter Dickey wins, we all win.
Yeah, I'm glad of that. I want everybody to win.
Well,
and you know,
yeah,
that's what tells me. I should put an ad in the paper over in Lexington that those bettors over there don't know what they're doing. Not knocking the horse, but I beat
Oscar Nominated the time before. He was fourth, and I was second, and he went off 9-2, and I went off 9-1.
They don't know how to bet over there in Lexington.
That's what's been amazing, is that he has gone off at a square price,
yeah,
over and over.
He always goes over at a big price. Yes, he does. I don't know if this will change it or not.
What are you going to do next? What are you thinking about?
I've been sitting down here this morning looking through the stakes books, and there's all kinds of races. The ones here, Derby Week, I don't know. That's all back kind of quick for him. I don't know about running an ad. And then I can go to Belmont for the race up there. I'm probably going to have to go to hauling him around now.
Well, you'll be welcome. The racing offices, the stakes coordinators will be ringing the phone off the hook.
Yep. I'm going to have to go to looking around.
Arlington Million, do you think he's capable of a level like that?
You know, I'm a small man and think on small terms, but I got to thinking now. If I got one of the best horses in the country, I'd beat the Florida horses, the New York horses, the California horses. I don't know whether it's any tougher. So I shouldn't be scared to go anywhere, should I?
No. Not with a horse that just doesn't want people passing him.
That's
a good quality.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Scooter, well done.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it so much.
Not at all. It's always you got it.
Scooter
Dickey, everybody. Thanks. Scooter Dickey, who is... is a character and a half. I guess it's got something to do with being in rodeo. I think if you're doing the rodeo, Nafsker, Tomlinson, Scooter, and also be coming out of places like Kansas. I'm pretty sure Scooter's from Kansas. Kansas or Nebraska? Kansas, I think. Kansas or Nebraska. They all come right? The Van Berg, it's a hotbed, but Scooter Dickey, big win, and it's amazing. 6-year-old horse at his best, and between the winter in Florida, and you think to yourself, well, that's a turf course that lends itself to horses on the front end. Okay, I get that. This is a little different, and he's performed well at Kentucky Downs, for instance, where Scooter said he saw him run. He ran against them when Flatlined beat him, and that was actually at Ellis. But also, he ran at Kentucky Downs. Not as great a performance at Kentucky Downs, actually, last year. Oscar Nominated won that. But Churchill in the River City, not a great there he got swamped too. But Arlington, he ran well at Arlington in the Stars and Stripes. That's just the ones on the page. He's got another 12 starts before that. One go, all go. A Fairbanks out of a Marquetry mare, a Virginia bred, and the Virginia Equine Alliance, one of our Triple Crown season sponsors. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. Jose Corrales is going to join us. And Jose, handling the Edina Springs line, and Something Awesome's performance. If you haven't seen Saturday's Charlestown Classic, this was a big effort. And the Son of Awesome again, Edgar Prado. Edgar inching closer, too. He's, what is he, he's 6 wins away from 6,000 or 7,000? I've lost track. He's approaching a mammoth milestone, and certainly winning a $1.2 million race, that goes a long way for Edgar. And we'll talk to Corrales. The rest of that action, Lake Pontchartrain, Oklahoma bred, won the Dance to Bristol. X-Man, Xavier Perez. The services, in fact, I've got to get to the, before we're off, I've got to get to the Laurel card as well. And, of course, you had Diamond King win his way to a Preakness slot. John Service, Frankie Pennington, and the Cassius King team. So they get the Tessio win. Provides access to the Preakness for Diamond King. Good One Honey, Jason Egan with Cowboy Steve Hamilton, won the Weber City Miss, and in fact actually went a little faster than the boys. Good One Honey, Great Notion, Philly. And she gets to the Black Eyed Susan courtesy of that win in the Weber City. And the Prima Netta, Arno Delacour, Chalon, the Dialed In, Caribou Club for Proctor and Glen Hill, and Hallie Bell for Mike Stidham won the Dahlia. The Henry Clark was Caribou Club's win. So there's the Laurel wins. Let's take a break. Jose Corrales next.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Vick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hi, John Parada here, inviting you to join me in the Dublin Racing Club, along with friends like Steve Bick and Tom Durkin. If you have an interest in Ireland and horse racing, it's the best way to be involved with both. We've extended our special introductory price through to May 1st, so log on now to DublinRacingClub.com and come join us at one of Ireland's 26 racetracks.
The Dublin Racing Club is designed to introduce racing fans to the ownership experience by participating in the sport in Ireland. For more information on the Dublin Racing Club, log on to DublinRacingClub.com.
Hey folks, Eddie Olczyk here. In my career, I've experienced all of North America's biggest sporting events, and none of them are quite as fun as the Preakness Stakes. It's a weekend-long party in Baltimore, complete with the best three-year-olds racing for the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. And this year, my friends at ExpressBet are giving one lucky customer the chance to join me and Marilyn for the big race. What do you have to do to win? Sign up for their $25,000 Preakness Big Bet Sweepstakes and start betting the races with ExpressBet. The grand prize winner gets tickets to the race, hotel accommodations, airfare, and more. Plus, ExpressBet is giving you $25,000 to bet on the Preakness. That's right, 25 grand. With ExpressBet picking up the tab, you get to play the Preakness Stakes like a high roller. Check out ExpressBet.com to learn more and register today. And I hope to see you in the winner's circle.
Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line, 800-522-4700.
Pennsylvania's breeding program is truly the most lucrative in North America. Now, we'll pay a 50% breeder award for PA-sired, PA-bred maidens who run first, second, or third, with 25% for non-PA-sired, PA-breds. Last year, the number of mares bred rose by 15% in Pennsylvania. And unlike some other states, our Racehorse Development Fund can only be used to support Pennsylvania breeding and racing. This is Brian Sanfertello. Please visit us at PABred.com.
Porchbills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, paperless revolution. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for owners and other vendors who can pay through Horsebills.com for just 50 cents. Turn hours of work into minutes with our easy-to-use site. Have our team take over your bookkeeping or continue to do it yourself and pay only our low monthly subscription fee. Check out our video tutorial on the Horsebills.com YouTube channel and get started today for free. Horsebills.com. Toll-free number 888-938-4643.
While being on the cutting edge of scientific and nutritional research, Biomedical Research Labs has developed the number one selling equine blood builder in the world, the most advanced muscle builder and tie-up preventer, and now the best anti-bleeding paste ever made. To find out how EPO Equine, Unlock, and Bleeder Guard can help your equine athletes, contact me, Joseph Vellante, at 215-501-6880 and visit brlscience.com.
The Races with Steve Fitt on Sirius XM Radio.
We're back at the races, and just reaching for Jose Corrales, and we're, you know, it's our fault because we're late, and I hope we didn't misfire with a chance to talk to him, because Corrales, who has a big resume as a rider before he ever started training, and as it happens, the news, you know, my mentioning that Jose Corrales was going to join us has brought a flood of familiar names with information and excited to hear him. And John White was telling me about the time that the days that Jose rode successfully for many years in the Pacific Northwest, and Joe Valenti too. Joe was talking about the days that Jose went to Asia and was a star in Macau. And so starting a training career, and you know, a lot of riders, of course, I mean, they get the opportunity to, you know, really understand how the, you know, how a horse feels and how a horse is coming. And Jose has very successfully these last, it's got to be almost 10 years, I would guess, translated over to the training side and working for Adina Springs and Frank Stronach, and fashioning a million-dollar race win with Something Awesome, and the win in the Charlestown Classic. Ahead of that, won the General George, and stretches out to this mile and an eighth around three turns. Jose Corrales joins us. Jose, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate the share some moments with everybody. I'm very happy to answer any questions and whatever we can do.
Well, I'm really just tickled, actually, when I mentioned that you were going to be on today, and to hear all these people that have known you for years and followed your career going back to your riding days.
Yes, that's quite nice. You know, I've been so lucky all my life, and I'm just fortunate to be around. They always got a lot of nice people around me, and I always be very helpful to everybody. And something come around, I always think, you know, this is a moment that God have given me a chance, opportunity to meet like Andy Stronach and his family, you know, and give me the opportunity that I have that I never thought I will get. But, you know, by being Spanish and from another country, and really don't have a big name as a rider here in the United States, but over in Asia, I did.
Well, in I can tell you, in the Pacific Northwest, at Long Acres and Playfair, where you piled up tons of wins.
Oh, no, I absolutely. I broke every record it needed to be broke down there in Spokane. But it's gone, you know. But it was a very moment for me. It's nice to win 190 races in 91 days, you know. It's not too easy to do. But I was very fortunate to do it. And, you know, and I did broke records in Asia. I win a lot of titles. But nothing got to the other day when I win the Classic. It's winning a $1 million race. It's not easy, you know. It's like, go ahead and win the British Cup, you know. Hmm. And for me, the most important race in West Virginia, I thought it was something really good. And this horse have given me all this opportunity to be able to do things I would never do without, first of all, without the opportunity to have a horse like that. And the horse just helped me out. Of course, with all the good help that I have in my stable, you know, he's groom is so dedicated into the horse. They want to pay, you know, they want to win as much as I want to win. And that's one of the most important things that you have, having a good people who take care of the horses.
When it comes to this horse, and he's an Adena homebred, Ontario bred, and he's a 7-year-old gelding. Danny Vella had him for a period, and of course was up in Woodbine. It was nice to get him clearly back on the dirt, and it feels like getting back to the dirt was part of it. Give us a feel for, you know, for how you approached something awesome and what's, you know, what's gone on with him
my deal is the racing manager for the Adena Spring in Canada, all over whatever horses they run. And Dr. Don and all the company, I mean, and everybody. And I think they feel that the horse really needed a chance to run in the dirt, you know, a different surface, because he's not probably performed the way he's supposed to be. Not knowing that this horse, as a 6-year-old, could have been performed the way he has. And they send it to me. And here you go. The horse just turned around and did something that, whatever. And I feel so good because I feel with that horse the same way I feel with me. You need an opportunity. You need a chance. And if you get it, you do well, you know. And he's the type of horse that needed a chance to come here and find himself. Now he think he's a movie star. He act like a good horse. He walk like a good horse. And, you know, I think he needed that moment. The horse needed that. And I always take, you know, my horses like some people, some kids, they never have a chance. But finally, they find somebody around. They see they have a talent, and they take him, and they move him to be a movie star or be a basketball player or football player or any sport. And that's wonderful, you know, this, to see somebody coming from nowhere to be something. And this horse has got a good pedigree, a good sire. And Andy told me this horse can go a distance. You know, we took a chance to go from 3/4 to 7/8. And then when I run him in the mound at 8, it was another test. Just see what happened in there. And then we just took a chance at the last minute. And said, you sure? I said, let's try, because he was training well. And he win the race, too. He win the little stake. I forgot the name on it. But and then now Charlestown come. I nominated. Don't know if they're going to let me run him, because now you run him in the small racetracks. But I'm very familiar with those tracks by being in Spokane, and I know what the horses can do. And he's very athletic. I asked him if they give me a chance to run him, and they might say, well, you know, let's see how we enter, and then let's see how the field come, and if you think if you can run him, let's go for it. And we did, and, you know, come back on the top. I mean, you beat a lot of good horses, plus good trainers in that race. I mean, when I passed the wire in front, it was a moment for me to I was like numb and say, you know, really, I win a $1 million race. You know, it's like, it's a true, you know. But I always had this thought, and I was talking to one of my friends earlier about my grandfather, who's been always my idol and always been whatever I've done in my life. And he always be there. And my grandfather have passed away 30 years ago. And I always carry the picture in my phone. And I feel in the moment it was a bless for that. And then I had an interview with Lazy Gordon. I mean, no, with the Gordes.
Gabby. Gabby.
I have an interview with Gabby. And in the moment, I was thinking about my grandfather. In the same moment, I was thinking for her father. And I never have a chance to tell her sorry for your father. In that moment, I just got emotion. And I don't think my interview to her was good. I was just sorry to her for her father in the moment.
That's sweet.
Because I know that she also miss her father, you know?
Yep, absolute.
He was a very good horseman and good people.
Very much.
And that's, you know, I love to see this sport and I love to see people. And I tell you what, I was so happy that I see Mike Trompeta, and he was so happy for me that I go see him today, and I thanks for that. He was, you know, like, you know, came to me and say, hey, well done, you know. And I was very, like, the whole support for the Lotto Racetrack to me, how happy everybody was. I thought it was, man, that's great. I feel like I win the Super Bowl. You know? I never thought it was going to be that excited because, like I say, I walk very... I do the same thing. I came back and I get up in the morning at 5 o'clock in and go to work and do the same thing because you got to think about tomorrow. Can't keep thinking only whatever passed yesterday was yesterday. We got to keep going. But that's the way I have handled my life. I'm lucky I have a good family and I got, you know, I have been supported for good people.
You with this horse, and when you've talked about knowing what kind of a horse and what kind of a ride Edgar was going to need to put in to stretch from 7 furlongs, you know, the one turn in the General George to the mile in the eighth, 3 turns. And all you got to do, Jose, is look at what happened to Diversify, who clearly was confused. The third turn, he was like, why are we still going? And he basically stopped running.
Exactly. But, you know, Edgar is so, like, you know, like I tell people, I say, you don't get to be a Hall of Fame because they give it to you. You earn it. And he have done so many races and win so many big races that this is another race added to him. And I had a full confidence with Edgar, whatever he do, because he knew the horse already. He worked the horse. He took off a lot of horses in here and Laurel to go ride the horse. And that gave me a lot of confidence to myself to say, you know what? He worked him and he said, we okay. And, you know, by being riding myself, I used to know exactly when I feel good about a horse like that, I had no problem. And he did a good job. I mean, he rode a very good race.
It gives you, it's got to give you a lot of confidence for picking what you might want to do with him. What have you and Andy thought about for opportunities now with something awesome?
Well, you know, we have not really, this horse, like I tell you, he just keeps surprising. But let me tell you something, that what happened was, this horse before that, it was the Pegasus. and he only win one or two races. But the Pegasus, they did not have, they need, the Stronach need another horse.
Right.
And Andy said, you know what, we might use something also to go to the Pegasus, just to have another horse. And then when he told me that, I started training him for the distance, because now we're going to run with the tough horses and we're going to go a distance. And I started training him for that race. And when I started training him for that race and I worked him long, I knew that this horse can go the distance. And I know he can compete. And now when the horses don't go, oh, well, I missed the chance, because, you know, who got a chance to run in $60 million all the time? And then this come along. I said, well, the races come, the General George come, and we win that one. I said, well, we just got lucky maybe because it snowed that day, you know, and it just keep it happening. I, like I say, it, this horse is a bless for me, and I hope, you know, for everybody else. You know, for the Stronachs mean a lot, because, you know, to having a 6 year old by Awesome Again proved that this horse, Awesome Again, is still throwing something good, and the older they get, the better they are.
And he's fairly lightly raced. I mean, that's only his 24th start as a 7 year old.
No. He's got a lot into him. He's just a very, like, sound horse. Very athlete. He's sitting in one corner, and he's just a lovely horse.
Nice.
Anybody want to have a horse like that? I mean, we almost made $1 million in 3 months.
Yes, you did. Know? Yes, you have.
That's good.
I got to bring up a couple of things, and we'll see where he turns up. But you had Bodhisattva, who has been one of my favorite horses in recent years. And, you know, that is certainly, you know, from a training standpoint, a horse the last few years, anybody could see, you know, what you're capable of doing with a horse with talent. And it's great to get a, you know, the spotlight, you know, on a race like this for everybody to, you know, to see what, you know, what kind of a horseman you are.
Exactly. You know, Bodhisattva run in the race last year. He finished four.
Yep.
Now, I had it nominated for this race, but I have a race in Panama for the Panama president. President of Panama had the biggest race in Panama. Now, if you win the race and you qualify for that race, you'll be able to come for the Caribbean Classic, the running Gulfstream.
Right.
You need to qualify in those countries first to be able to come here. And I sent that horse over there. But I wish I would have left it, because I know my horse would have been at least, if you know, fourth or fifth. But, you know, he's still making a good money for running anything in there in the first finish. But, you know, it's okay. I'm glad I win it.
I want to ask you as well, from the family standpoint and kind of folding everything together, your nephew, who you brought to Macau and has been the champion rider there at the Macau Jockey Club.
Yes. Yeah, I bring him there. I made him there. I teach what I know, and now he's trying to teach me. He said, I beat every record that you have. He broke my record. But, you know, it's good. I'm happy that I left something behind. And like I say, this Macau has been, it was a great place for me. Very, very good place.
And your son works for you, yes?
No, my son worked for Adina Spring for the Stronach Group.
Okay.
And he ran the Portland Meadows.
Okay. I got you. Oh, all right. So he, oh, yes. I met him at either in Vegas or at the symposium in Arizona. I met you. That's where
did.
I met. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. My son. He ran the Polo Meadow racetrack.
Yeah.
And
that's it.
Andy gave him the opportunity, and he's done very well. I mean, he run all the OTVs down there. And, he's, like I say, it's been very fortunate for me to know the family, because Andy's a very good friend of mine, and Andy do anything for me, and he's the one to believe in me and everything, you know. And then his mother is being wonderful to me. His father, you can't ask for no more. I remember Mr. Frank told me one day, he said, listen, he was sitting with my son before my son had started working for him. He said, you know, Jose, you're a good horseman. I'm going to make you famous. And then he made me famous. I said, well, now make me make money. And now you start doing something. But it's great. No, it's wonderful. He's a very good man.
Well, Jose Corrales, very pleased for you, for Edgar, too, who's closing in on 7,000 wins, just six away. And he's had recently the two wins since you've used him as well. That's his third win, I think, on something awesome. Continued success.
Yeah, but you know what I'm thinking about Edgar? Like, what I remember what Wesley told me one day about Lafitte. Lafitte was having this kind of problem that he don't know where to go because now nobody ride him. Then Wesley had the stable and there in Santa Anita. And he said, you know what? I'm going to put Lafitte in all my horses. This is the only thing I'll be able to get him. And he started winning a lot of races. And then that's the same thing I do with Prado. If I can put him in any horses, I put him on because he's a wonderful rider. A lot of people think he's old, but he got old experience. The other people don't have.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You mentioned Wesley Ward. He was a big help to you in your riding career, right? Got you out to the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, he got me there. You know, I got him to start it in New York. You know, he broke his, you know, like I said, I told everybody, but to be able to get his license, he broke a horse out of the gate with me, got him okay. And then after that, he sent me to the Northwest, and all his family, his father's a very good friend of mine. Grandma is like my mother. And, you know, we have done so many things with Wesley. I mean, we was together. He was my agent. We started training one horse together, you know, two trainers for one horse when we started. And we've done a lot of things together. And he's been good, helpful to me, too. You know, we've been good friends for a long time.
Jose Corrales, can't thank you enough. Continued success.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the opportunity, too, and good luck. And I hope, you know, I like to teach apprentices. I've done a lot of apprentices. I just teach one from England last year. He won the Clips in England last year. And I see any kids listen, you know, be free to call me or come and see me because I love to teach kids to be a jockey.
I love it. Jose Corrales, everybody, out to get to him in Maryland, and look forward to seeing you at Pimlico Preakness Week. Thanks, Jose.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
I love
it.
That's so much fun. Jose Corrales, and so many different things he was connected to. You got, as we head out and wrap up, we close out the morning with the same way we started it, with the discussion of a horse that is coming out of the Derby. It's Quip. No Quip. So Combatant is in, for those that were trying to get Combatant into the Derby. Windstar, and I feel bad for Rudolph Brissette, but he's got the talent as a trainer to get one to this spot. They want to give Quip some more time. And Elliot Walden telegraphed this. Going back to the Arkansas Derby, and he said right away, we're going to look at it, and you could sense that there was a real uncertainty, and certainly Windstar well represented in this Derby, but certainly I'm sure for Brissette and his staff, a little disappointing, but he'll have a horse for later. Doesn't sound like there's anything wrong. Jay Pribman reporting it, and they're going to look to the Preakness instead. So give him an extra couple of weeks. So Quip out, Combatant in, and we'll know more about Gronkowski tomorrow, supposedly. Want to thank Nick Luck and Darren and Johnny D, Scooter Dickey, Jose Corrales. replay tomorrow, 6 to 9, and back with you live here at Churchill Downs Derby Oaks coverage. Keep ratcheting it up. We also got more from the weekend to close out as well before we turn the page on the racing from the last couple of days. Limited racing, obviously, today. A little quiet, but Finger Lakes, they're back. Parks, Mahoning, Sam Houston, Will Rogers. Turf Paradise, too. Good luck, everybody. Talk to you in the morning.
The latest racing news. It's At the Races with Steve Bick on Sirius XM Radio.
Hey, folks, Eddie Olczyk here. In my career, I've experienced all of North America's biggest sporting events, and none of them are quite as fun as the Preakness Stakes. It's a weekend-long party in Baltimore, complete with the best three-year-olds racing for the middle jewel of the Triple Crown. And this year, my friends at ExpressBet are giving one lucky customer the chance to join me and Marilyn for the big race. What do you have to do to win? Sign up for their $25,000 Preakness Big Bet Sweepstakes and start betting the races with ExpressBet. The grand prize winner gets tickets to the race, hotel accommodations, airfare, and more. Plus, ExpressBet is giving you $25,000 to bet on the Preakness. That's right, 25 grand. With ExpressBet picking up the tab, you get to play the Preakness Stakes like a high roller. Check out ExpressBet.com to learn more and register today. And I hope to see you in the winner's circle.
Must be 18 years or older and 21 years old in certain states to open an account with ExpressBet and reside in a state where such activity is legal. Void where prohibited. National Gambling Support Line, 800-522-4700.
With 35 years at the forefront of sports technology, Stats provides next-generation sports content for basketball, baseball, football, soccer. And now, Stats is turning its sights to horse racing. RaceLens is the most in-depth product on the market. With innovative analytics powered by data from Equibase, it will change the way you follow horse racing. Stats RaceLens, bringing clarity to handicapping. Learn more at stats.com/racelens.
What are most horsemen looking for in their equine athletes? Consistency. It makes the trainer's job a little easier if they know their individual horse's health ceiling. We at Biomedical Research Labs will guarantee that your horse will be at its own optimum consistency when using EPO Equine or Unlock on a daily basis. If after 45 days you do not see physical health improvements, we will gladly refund your money. To learn proper dosing or for more information, contact Joseph Vellante at 215-501-6880. EPO Equine and EPO Unlock.